2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The
15-minute
morning show. It is the 15-minute morning show podcast. You know what I love about this laptop I'm on right now?
What?
The battery's this close to dying. So as soon as the battery's gone, I'm out.
And I offered him my charger because I'm in the same room as him, and he said, "I don't want it. Let it die." Yeah, look.
I can't. I can't hear Garrett.
Who's Garrett yelling at?
Yeah, Garrett. Can you turn his microphone on? Hey, so here we are. Garrett's here. There's Danielle, and everything's blurry. She doesn't have her glasses on.
I didn't have my glasses on. I can't see a damn thing.
There's Scary. There's Straight Nate, and there's Froggy, and Gandhi's in an RV in the Grand Canyon.
We are. I can open this window. Look, this is what it looks like outside right now.
Oh my God.
Oh. Is it? It's not raining, is it?
It's a little cloudy. There are like some drizzles, but it looks like the clouds are starting to move out. So,
there's Brody in the den. Hi, Brody.
Hey, I'm not alone today, Elvis.
Oh, who's with you?
I have my guest dog, Percy.
Oh, hi, Percy.
Hi, Percy.
Percy's cute.
Yeah, God. A scruffy dog.
Hi, dogs are the best.
Yes.
All right. Well, so where do you want to go with this thing today? Any ideas?
I don't know.
Wow.
Scotty B.
That's what my younger daughter called my older daughter one time. She said, "You're a freaking Percy," because she wanted to say the other word but didn't know how to say it properly.
Well, she was your daughter even wanting to say the other word.
I don't know, but she called her a freaking Percy, and I thought it was hilarious.
I like that. I'm going to start calling people Percys.
Aww, one Percy. Time when I was little, my sister told me that she explained to me what the C word was, but she said it's a slang term for a girl. It's a bad term for a girl. So I yelled it at her in front of my parents, thinking that they had never heard it before
because
I thought it was like a street word. And I'm like, my immigrant parents aren't going to know this. You beep. My dad started dying laughing as he was screaming at me and sent me to my room.
Well, I mean, it's such a bad word.
It is.
It's so bad. You're like, okay.
It really is. I hate that word.
My daughter just said the C word out loud.
And screamed it at my sister. And she came up and she was like, "You freaking idiot. What's wrong with you?"
Well,
I'm like, "You told me it was a street word that nobody knew, and I thought our immigrant parents didn't know it." She was like, "You're so dumb."
I'll tell you a story. We were on vacation with very dear friends, and my friend, she's such a sweetheart. She's an angel. And she doesn't use curse words, language at all. She had never heard the term, the T word. T-W.
Ooh. Oh,
right?
Okay.
Which is second level C word, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
I think that's worse.
She's like, "I've never heard that word before." I said, "You should just go back and use it at work." And she uses it. She uses the T words out loud. I'm like, oh my God. It's just
hearing it
coming from her mouth, I was just blown away. You don't expect the innocents, the great people on earth to say these words.
Isn't that word a lot very British too? Because I see it in a lot of British TV shows, they say the T word.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
Does it mean the same thing?
C word.
Does it mean the same thing?
What?
Does it mean the same thing?
Yes.
I think so.
It's another slang term for this. Yeah.
My favorite new word I told you is knob. Calling everyone, "You're such a knob."
Knob. You know, over in the UK, that's, you know, a penis.
Yeah, you're a knob.
she
Froggy,
loves that one.
Don't be a knob.
Okay, thanks. I'm the one.
Are you high? Did you take those gummies?
I did not. I put them in my bag.
Don't let them go through your bag with those in there.
No, no, no. I already like wrote "do not eat" Damn these it. On the package, so I think we'll be okay.
Oh, if I saw "do not eat," I would totally do the Alice in Wonderland.
No, no, no. My gosh.
Like, where's this going to take us?
What's scary?
I heard if you eat those, though, you eat like a teeny, teeny,
yeah, just
teeny
a little
piece.
Bit.
Yeah,
and give it time. Give it a couple hours. Don't say, "Oh, nothing's happening. I'll eat more." don't do that.
I did find out from our friend Wax that each ring, which is each gummy, is 15 milligrams. Which is actually about a dose and a half, because a dose is about 10 milligrams. So
that's not too bad.
It's not too bad, right, Gandhi?
Breaking Bad with Scary Jones.
Swallow the whole thing.
So do not swallow the whole thing.
You know what, Danielle? No,
I'm
only
not
take like a little bit.
Do I listen to him about anything?
Yeah, don't listen.
Come
to
on,
him.
Scary. No.
Swallow the whole thing.
Yesterday, this time, Scary was telling us if you live on a boat, you don't have to pay taxes.
Yeah, right.
Maybe we should not pay attention
taxes.
To his advice.
I looked it up. Some states you still have to pay property tax. Others you don't, but you always owe federal tax.
Yes. What about tax advice?
What about Montana, Scary?
Today
if you live
medicine.
On a boat in Montana.
Oh my God.
How does that work?
I don't know. He's scary.
Or Oklahoma.
Scary lives in his own world. Scary has his own rules.
Scary ate my breakfast this morning because they made my breakfast wrong. They put this mayo stuff on my sandwich.
It's called aioli.
It was so disgusting. So I picked the sandwich apart. They forgot my bacon. Scary's like, let me come over there and take that sandwich. He ate the whole damn thing.
Wait a second. In all fairness, Greg T came through here and ate my media noche Cubano sandwich.
Yes.
I had the media noche Cubano. And he ate mine.
Yeah.
No,
you have mispronounced like 10 words in the past 10 minutes.
It's medianoche Cubano sandwich. Okay? Right.
We didn't get a credit for mine. Did we get a credit for
mine? Well, wait,
sandwich?
Danielle, they didn't make it wrong. You just didn't like what they put on it.
No. Yes, they did. Nate
it
called
had aioli
it
on it, and aioli is a form of mayonnaise, and she vomits.
Thank you. Okay. Nate called it in the right way. Yeah.
Can I tell you? Can I tell you? So when I ordered it for you, and I'm like, okay, no aioli and extra crispy bacon. She's like, okay. I knew it wasn't going to come the way that I ordered it.
You can hear the hollowness in her
there
head.
There was not even bacon, period. There was no bacon.
I know. I just knew. I had a gut feeling it was not going to come the way that we ordered it.
Speaking of Scary and eating, Brody, I wish you could have been at lunch with us yesterday.
Me too. Sounded
Scary,
like fun.
Scary started ordering everything on the menu knowing I was paying.
Of course.
And that's his way.
He'll justify it by saying it's for the table.
Yeah.
So it sounds like he's not ordering it for himself.
Right.
But he was.
It sounds like you're in on it.
So I bought him a lobster roll. I bought him a huge plate of those incredible corn ravioli with shaved truffle on top.
Those are the best.
Jesus.
And then the bites. The chicken. What is it? The buffalo chicken.
The buffalo chicken dumplings.
Dumplings.
They're not purses. They're dumplings. And then for dessert, he gets this big carafe of chocolate pudding.
Did he share?
He eats it like this. You don't want to share it. It's like eating soup after someone. It's like. It's not.
Oh, yeah.
And then he orders cookies and starts eating the cookies.
Cookies, dude. For the table.
For the table.
They were cornflake salted caramel chocolate chip cookies for the table.
Oh, then it's okay.
Oh.
And then I accidentally spilled my espresso martini on the cookies, and he created a whole new dessert from that. And then he ate those.
Yeah.
See, Elvis, if it's you, right, let's say whoever the boss is, whatever job you have, if you're watching this, if your boss takes you to dinner or somebody or takes you to lunch and they order, it's assumed they're paying for it.
Right.
But he goes as a guest and orders more food.
Well,
that's the part I don't get.
I don't do it on purpose. Here's the thing: when I go,
you don't do it accidentally.
A mistake.
I like tapas.
How do you accidentally order a ton of food?
I like tapas. Tapas is a little pick of each thing. I like a variety of a lot of different things, but take little bites. So
then
I like
pay
to
the
share
check.
Everything. I don't like an entire giant entree by
you
myself.
You didn't take any little bites. You didn't take any little bites.
Wait, you ate all the entrees. You didn't eat half of them.
He even ate my kale Caesar salad.
Because it was so good.
You can eat that? You can eat that?
There. You can't leave
it. He's like a human garbage disposal.
After he ate everything, we're like, "What are you doing, man?"
Scary. One of my favorite scary moments is when he's ordering food. Is when he first gets the menu. It's like a little kid on Christmas, where he holds the menu, then he sits back in the chair, and then he lowers the menu down, and he starts going, "Oh yeah." And after he reviews it, he looks around and goes, "Hey, everybody good with this? Okay, I got it." And like, you're not even allowed to look at the menu. But the pure enjoyment of his face when he first looks at that menu.
It's so true, though.
Like Christmas morning.
Froggy had me pegged.
The other thing Scary does is, let's say there's a table for 20. He'll go, anybody want calamari? And one person will say maybe. He'll go, okay, good, calamari. Good. anybody want stuffed mushrooms? You blinked. We're getting stuffed mushrooms.
Well, this morning,
I kind of love it, though.
Elvis was paying for breakfast this morning, and so Scary wanted the lobster rolls.
Yeah, he wanted
breakfast.
More lobster.
And we were like, what are you doing?
What the fuck? Hey, so Gandhi,
yes.
What do you tell everyone what you guys are doing off the grid today?
We are about an hour and a half away from jumping out of an airplane, and I'm super excited about it. The weather does seem to be getting better. It's supposedly the highest elevation, the highest commercial drop point in the world for all of this stuff. So I'm really excited. Skydive the Grand Canyon is where we're going to go, and according to all of the reviews and everything I've seen, they say that it's going to be one of the best views you've ever seen in your life, and I believe it. Because yesterday when we walked up to the rim of the Grand Canyon, it took my breath away. It is so beautiful, and I just can't believe this stuff exists right here in our country, and I didn't see it before.
Aww.
I love it.
We're so happy for you. How fun. You know, this off the grid experience was a long time in the making. As a matter of fact, we're going to do it last year. Of course, COVID hit and we had to postpone it. But our amazing partners that are in and the sales force and Straight Nate and Joe. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Just incredible.
It took a team to put together a really, really incredible adventure. And every single day we are just finding new stuff. And we have listeners who have been helping us along the way and coming to the table with, hey, I work for this company. You should try this experience. And it's just one of those times where I feel like I'm pretty grateful all the time. But at this moment, it's just so wonderful. I feel so grateful to be part of any of this and be able to do this stuff. And it's just awesome. And I wish you guys could have done it with me. It would be so great to have some of you out here. Some of you.
She's picking and choosing. Yeah. She's not inviting everybody.
Don't invite Scary.
Wait.
We have all the food.
Can we go there? Who is the last person that you would invite on that RV?
Why do you want to do
that? On a road trip?
Don't do that. Why do you want to start fights?
Because I know the answer.
What do you think the answer is?
What's the answer, Nate?
You know.
I know what you're going to say.
Know. Who? Who am I going to say?
Nate's going to say Brody because I can see it in his face
Nate
right
is
now.
Such a dude.
That's his, I'm going to make fun of Brody.
Nate seems to think he's the most popular person in the world. Nate, there are people who don't like you. I don't know if you know this.
Plenty. By the way, there are plenty. Those times that I host the show, the hate that I get. My God. I played Metallica. Remember that day
Nate, first of all, I'm a lot of fun on a road trip because I don't drink, so I'm always ready to drive. I stop at any rest stop, any food place, any sightseeing, and I would hold the coats when they jump out of a plane, and I keep Diamond Company. So, you don't want me on a plane ride, Nate. You're absolutely right. You don't want me on a plane.
That much I know.
But in an RV, I'm a lot of fun.
You were fine on a plane. I sit next to you on the plane a lot, and you're okay.
I'm shaking inside. I just don't want it to end up on the radio, so I act like I'm calm.
Did not have to hold your hand that time?
That was just because I like you, Scott.
Okay.
Wait, how are we doing on Nate, time, Fog?
We're good.
Okay.
if you weren't going to say Brody, who were you going to say?
No, it's going to be Brody. I mean,
it's going to be me. Yeah.
You guys.
That's fine.
Why do you choose to go down that road? Why do people, you know, you're going to start fights
with
people?
Here's the thing. I feel like all of us here, we can rag on one another, but as soon as somebody else outside of this room rags on us, no. 100%.
Yeah, all the comments below where we're going to have the fight.
The battery on Elvis's laptop can't run out quick enough.
Here's my question, Elvis.
We really have to go. Go ahead, Brody.
Nate says we can rag on one another, except it's only one. There's no other. It's me.
Well, it's you or Scary, usually.
Yeah, but Nate asked that question.
Nate ragged on me this morning.
Yeah, I know, but Nate asked that question. He wanted you to answer me. He was like, I wonder who would be like. Nate should have just said, Gandhi, you wouldn't want Brody in the car, right?
Because
that's what he was going for.
This is a tough room.
I make everybody laugh.
We gotta go.
Bye.
Bye.
The fuck is all.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.